Okay, we're picking up with Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So we're going to discuss, hopefully the Chamisha Inuim, we'll discuss part of them. This one, maybe we'll try to get to another one, and as much as we can before the actual Tzom is upon us. So we know that Tisha B'Av, based on Shulchan Aruch already, or much earlier based on Gemara already, that it's usher to eat, to drink, to wash yourself, to anoint yourself, to wear shoes, and to learn Torah. And even She'ila Shalom, saying hello and good morning to your friends, is going to be usher, and this is both by daytime and by nighttime. The one difference we know is about sitting on a chair. We'll get to that in a little bit. So we're going to take it piece by piece and discuss each of these yisurim. So we know that it's usher to learn Torah because the pasuk says, "Pekudei Hashem yisharim misamchei lev," that the Torah, learning the words of Hashem, give us a sense of simcha, and we know we're in a tremendous avilus, and therefore we are not allowed to learn Torah, and that is obviously restricted to the halachas of things which will get us happy. However, if it's something which is sad, like the things that talk about the Chorban, the Gemara's in Gittin, Eicha, the Midrash in Eicha, Hilchas Avelos, these things we're allowed to learn them, and even those things though, you're not supposed to be learning them Be'iyun, you can only learn the Pshutan Shaldvarim, the Shor Shlomo Zalman writes, you can understand them, obviously you can read Rashi and try to understand them, but to not learn them in a sense of Iyun, like in a more depth that gives you a tremendous amount of Simcha. There is a Machlokas Achronim, is there Bechlal no Chiyuv of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, or no, there's a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, because you have to learn the things that you're allowed to learn. And that's what that is the machlokas. And I remember Rashi Weiss quoted once in a shir when he's discussing this from his rabbi, the Klausenberger Rebbe, who said that it can't be that there would be a chi of Talmud Torah if you're not learning Be'iyun, you're not learning with the simcha. That's the whole point of Talmud Torah, is to have that simcha when you learn. So therefore, he thought it wouldn't be a chi. But there is a deal in the Achronim whether you're chayav to learn the things that are relevant. And another shaila is bichal, you gotta learn these things with the chavrusa. In your day, when it comes to Hilchos Avelos, in Siman Shin Pei Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that an avel is mutter to learn Iyov and Hilchos Avelos. However, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, hani mile beino lebein atzmo, by yourself, you're not allowed to learn it with a chabur of other people. So maybe the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is only bechabura. Maybe your own chavrus is going to be mutter. So that is a shaila. So they asked this question to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he says that it's mutter to learn it with a chavrusa. To learn with chavrusa again, not learn it piyan, but learn it with chavrusa would be mutter to learn these things. The only question is that the chabura is clear in Hilchos Avelos that it's aser. So I'm not really sure what the heter is to have. I'm sure there is one, but that Rosh Salvechik made it popular, and now many shuls do it. I think it is helpful to know a little bit more about the kinos, to do them slowly and discuss beforehand. Or Vulig, I remember Moshe Kula, we went till very late, we went till 2 o'clock. I had like a 5-hour kinos. And it's nice. It's explanatory. It gives you a little bit more insight into the kinos, and you don't have anywhere to go. What are you doing all day? So, that's something which is a nice idea, but I'm just wondering what the heter is, because I guess it's not really called learning at all, but you're doing it together in a chabura with a lot of people. So meaning we just said a heter maybe to learn a chavrusa, but to do it in a group of people is a little problematic because an avil is usher to do that. Okay, that is a shayla, but that is something which is the minhag, it became minhag in our circles for sure, in many places to do it. Definitely went to rely on Soloveitchik is the one who really started doing them. He has beautiful ha'aras. They actually have one of the siddur, the Koran siddur, has very nice ha'aras from him. I once went through them, they're very good. If a person wants a nice kinos, explanatory cleanness, that he has the artist from Soloveitchik. Anyway, so it's also us to do that. It's also us to paskin shailas that aren't relevant to the very day that we're discussing. A guy asks you a random shaila that's not relevant right now, so you are not allowed to answer him either. That something is going to be usher. And even learning children, it's like one day a year where Zilbermans is off. Even in Yom Kippur, they learn in Zilbermans. So this is the one day where they take off because it's usher. Even to learn with them anything with a child is usher. And that's something which we don't learn. However, when it comes to these halachas, if you're davening, from Mishnah Berurah Paskins, if it's a Seder Tefillah, there's different minhagim, but it seems to be Mishnah Berurah seems to go like this, and it's Minhag Olam, I think, is that if it's Seder Tefillah, like Pitom HaKtores, in Karbanos and things of the like, even though there is Talmud Torah, but it's part of the Tefillah, so it's Ki'ilu, if you're davening them, and that would be Mutter, and Ezek Mekoman, and Bracer Bishmo, that is also Mutter. A very interesting Shaila they asked Reb Chaim, though, is that if you are many times so mad for the fact that maybe Ezer Makoman isn't a chiyuv, which many hold, Rav Nemtzel actually holds it to chiyuv, he's a diuk based on Lashon Shulchan Aruch, but if you hold it's not necessarily a chiyuv, so then if you don't do it all the time, so would you have a heter to, and you rely on that shita, would you have a heter to say them bichlal, like you have extra time in your korbanos, you got there early on Tisha B'av morning, you're allowed to say Ezer Makoman. So Rav Chaim thought, no. He thought that you should not say it. I think Rav Nemtzel would definitely disagree with that because Rav Nemtzel holds Ezer Makoman Tzachiyuv. So then for sure, even if you don't normally, you're not in Machmir on what is Tzachiyuv for you, then you probably should say it. But I have a chance to ask him, but I assumed that's what he would say. But that is with regards to, like Pidyon Ma'aretz and the Korbanos. However, we don't say Shir Shel Yom and Shacharis. We wait till Mincha to do it. I think that's the general minhag of the people to do that. And also, we put on Tefillin, there is a machlokas about saying the Parshios of Tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah says not to. That is, there are those who say them. Rechayim Kanevsky says that you can say them on Tisha B'Av. I think my minhag is to say them also. So there are people who do that. When it comes to Kriyat Shema Shalamita, so what about those things? The psukim that you say over there, so that also is going to be mutter because that's Seder Ayom to say those psukim. Many understand like that. However, the Ruchayim held that if you're saying Kriyat Shema after Tzeis, which you usually do, especially this year, we're davening the Shabbos, then for sure. So he thinks that you should only say the first Parsha and Hamapil. I'm interesting, why not Vinom? Vinom is a Din Vinwar of a Shmira. I guess, I don't know, Ruchayim seemed to say maybe not to say that, but I think Menin Holim is to say the Psukim in Hamapil. Another Shaila is a person says the Tehillim every day. Like, and they split them up to 30 days. Can you say that Tehillim? So some of the minhag to say that by mincha, but I don't really know why. The difference of Talmud Torah doesn't really change. Nothing changes after chatzos. Just the sitting on the chair. I'm saying in terms of halachos of Talmud Torah, you're not allowed to learn the whole day. I think people get confused about that. Someone once asked me about daf yomi after. No, you're not allowed to learn. Seder yom is aser. Talmud Torah is aser even after chatzos, and that's aser. That's a famous story with like I heard about probably every gadol, but now I heard about and at the moment that Tisha B'Av ended, they went to learn. Because they said, I didn't learn all day. That's their life. That's their life. So before they started eating, that's what they would continue learning. Anyway, so what about Tehillim? That's a Shiloh also. Yesh v'yesh, so a person is what to rely on. Some say that the Chazon Ish is matir. They say that Minshim of Moshe, that he had answered it. So everyone could rely, if you're going to rely on it, it seems to be what to rely on. But it's a machlokas achronim. Can you do it? With regards to Sha'asal de Kol Tarki, so we seem to pass like the Mishnah Berurah, the Minhag Olam is a masculine Mishnah Berurah, that we can say it even not putting on shoes. However, known until I think it's Makbir, no, Yom Kippur does this, is that he says it in nighttime when he puts on his shoes, then he would say that. And Mavrishina, because you wash your face, you're not allowed to do both those things. I think that's what the Chazon Ish Atzud Nevintel does, but I think Minhag in America for sure is to rely on saying that bracha. So, okay, we'll pick up Be'ez Hashem with the lachas of not wearing shoes, washing yourself, and sitting on the ground, Be'ez Hashem, and maybe even saying Shalom. We'll try to get all those things, Be'ez Hashem, in tomorrow's halacha, or maybe later today, yeah, probably tomorrow's halacha, we'll get to tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.